Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's face it, communication can be a real roller coaster, right? Ever find yourself in a conversation where you feel like you're talking past each other? Or maybe you struggle with expressing your thoughts clearly and confidently? Well, guess what? The ancient philosophers of Stoicism had some seriously powerful wisdom to help us navigate the sometimes messy world of communication. Today, we're diving into how Stoicism can actually level up your communication skills, making you a more effective communicator and, honestly, just a happier person in the process. Because clear communication isn't just about getting your point across, it's about building genuine connections and understanding with others. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can help us master this art of communication? First up, remember the power of active listening. Stoics believed in really focusing on what someone is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's about trying to truly understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like this. When you actively listen, you're showing respect and acknowledging the other person's thoughts and feelings as valuable. Secondly, focus on clear and concise language. You know that feeling when someone rambles on and you're just lost? We've all been there. Stoics emphasize simplicity and clarity in their writing and speech. Think about it like this. Imagine trying to explain a complex idea using only a few carefully chosen words. That's the power of concise communication. It helps ensure your message is understood accurately without any unnecessary confusion or misinterpretations. Next up, embrace emotional intelligence. Stoics weren't all about suppressing emotions. They recognized their importance but aimed for healthy expression and control. This means being aware of your own feelings and how they might influence your communication, as well as recognizing and understanding the emotions of others. Think about it like this. When you communicate with empathy and awareness, you create a more genuine and trusting connection. It's about meeting people where they are emotionally, not just focusing on delivering your message. Now, let's talk about managing conflict. Stoics believed in finding common ground and resolving disagreements peacefully. They understood that conflict is inevitable, but it doesn't have to be destructive. When you approach conflict with a calm and rational mindset, you're more likely to find solutions that work for everyone involved. Think of it like this. Instead of seeing conflict as a battle to be won, view it as an opportunity to learn and grow together. Finally, remember the power of silence. Stoics often practice periods of quiet reflection, recognizing its importance for clarity and focus. This applies to communication too. Sometimes, the most powerful thing you can do is simply listen attentively or take a moment to gather your thoughts before speaking. Silence allows space for understanding and prevents impulsive reactions. Okay, so imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a little overwhelmed. You want to connect with people, but the thought of striking up conversations makes you nervous. Now, you can either stand in the corner awkwardly or use some Stoic principles to navigate those interactions with confidence. Remember the power of active listening? Instead of focusing on what you're going to say next, genuinely listen to what others have to share. Ask thoughtful questions and show genuine interest in their stories and experiences. This creates a natural connection and takes the pressure off you to constantly perform. And remember those Stoic principles of clarity and conciseness. Keep your conversations focused and to the point. Avoid rambling or getting lost in unnecessary details. By being clear and concise, you'll ensure that your message comes across effectively and leaves a lasting impression. Remember, friends, mastering communication is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, practice these Stoic principles consistently, and watch as your interactions become more meaningful, fulfilling, and powerful. Keep those conversations flowing, keep learning, and keep growing. I'll catch you in the next episode of Daily Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.